Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 154 and this is the third part of the Beatles show. This is Evolver.
This is Radio Free.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. Yes, as I said at the start, this is the third of the Beatles shows. This is the Beatles mashup shows. Well, the next couple of shows will be dedicated purely to Beatles mashups and a few cut-ups and the good side of the covers, not the evil side, the good side of the covers. I hope you enjoy it. I could natter on for ages, but I think we'll go straight into the music. And I hope you enjoy this. I'm going to start with a little bit of the Meth Minute. If you know the Meth Minute, it's a cartoon, 1 minute cartoon that comes out I think every week or so. And of course, they did one about the Beatles.
On August 30th, 1964, folk singer Bob Dylan met the Beatles for the first time at their suite in the Hotel Delmonico in New York City. It was here that Dylan introduced the English pop stars to marijuana cigarettes, an encounter which undeniably changed the course of popular music in the 20th century. Here is the true story.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I tell you, we love your records, man.
Thanks very much, man. I dig what you guys are doing, too, you know?
It's very exciting.
Have a look. I'm a walrus. Goo goo ga joob.
Oh, man. You guys are crazy, man.
No, you're crazy, man.
Where's George?
He's messing about over there.
Hey, let's settle up, man.
What do you mean?
I mean, you smoke my weed, now we gotta settle up, man. You gotta pay me for it.
We assumed you just wanted to meet us and have a laugh.
Listen, man, you gotta pay me some money right now, or else we gonna have a problem.
All right, hold on. Here, take it.
I got you, man. What? I was just fucking with you guys, man.
But is it... So, do you need money from us? I can't quite understand.
Oh, no, I got plenty of money, man.
Oh,
you're quite mad, Bob.
It's quite clever.
You're quite mad.
It's
mad and clever.
What I do.
Very good.
All right, George, what's going on over there? You're cool, man. You know, you don't say too much. All right, I'm out.
It's actually very clever, really.
That's quite clever.
It's like poetry.
I need some water.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story? All about the girl who came to stay. She's the kind of girl you want so much it makes you sorry. Still you don't regret a single day. Well, I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or I won't know where I am. You know that I'm a wicked guy and I was born with a jealous mind. And I can't spend my whole life trying just to make you toe the line. Little girl, little girl.
Fatty girl,
fatty girl, catch you with another man.
Yeah. Girl, you taste like a cinnamon, so sweet from the thighs to the cheek. Sex on the beach, check the size of my feet. Call me the butcher, ludicrous king ding-a-ling sheep smoother. Sweet sweet pusher, give me that gusher, nasty stir.
Look up,
I took her, ran out of looker.
Time to read her,
here comes honey, who gives a fuck? Rap fame and plat bangs, they can't hang. I mac dames and pack things and act strange.
Girl.
I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much right now.
man business, make your eye turn red. Pay attention to life, so easy man dead. It's ready been written, man, it's ready been said. My trouble tells you might just lick a guy head. You might pick up Teflon mixed with lead. Don't get me angry, man, and neither fed. No stitches are worth for CIA and feds. My beating badly, I make the whole of them beg. And this the original, the body boom stagger red. Freestyle fanatic, stay quietly in my attic. Spitting like a damn automatic. But let me tell you shit like a lot. Watch God the static. Let me tell you free way out. Give me your shot.
Alright. Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Reggae head shout now.
Reggae head shout.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
Come on and work it all out.
Work it all out.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Reggae head shout now.
Reggae head shout.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
Come on and work it all out.
Finger. Are you trying to attract attention again? She's pulling us.
Trying to drag things down to your own level. It's immature, son.
I thought, well, you know, I thought you was a sandwich. Till she went spare on me hand.
Thank you. About. Lennon, put them girls down or I'll tell your mother of you. And stop messing about. Stay in here until that rehearsal. And I'm going to keep you in even after I put the lock in the key and turn it. We're out!
When you grow up, live like a good boy oughta. And your mama takes a shine to her best son. Something different. All the girls that seem to like you. Cause you're handsome. Like a dog and a whole lot of fun. But now your girl is gone and missing, and your house has got an empty bed. The folks will wonder about the wedding, they won't listen to a word you said. We're gonna take your mama out all night, yeah, we'll show her what it's all about. We'll get her jacked up on some cheap champagne, we'll let the good times all roll out. And if the music ain't good, well, it's just too bad. We're gonna sing along no matter what. Because the dancers don't mind if the New Orleans, if you tip them and they make a cut.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up. She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears, cried for no one. And yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Yeah. Seen dead in them. The dead grotty.
Grotty?
Yeah, grotesque.
Make a note of that word and give it to Susan. It's rather touching, really. Here's this kid trying to give me his utterly valueless opinion when I know for a fact that within a month he'll be suffering from a violent inferiority complex and loss of status because he isn't wearing one of these nasty things.
Wrong. I beg your pardon.
Oh, yeah, the lads frequently sit round the television and watch her for a giggle. In fact, once we all sat down, wrote these letters saying how gear she was and all that rubbish.
She's a trendsetter. It's her profession.
She's a drag, a well-known drag. We turn the sound down on her and say rude things.
Get him out of here.
Have I said something amiss?
Get him out.
Sorry about the show.
After they finish and we play the record. Right now it's my great, great pleasure to introduce
the artists and producers and helpers who made this event possible.
Yoshi, cause she don't know me, but Yoshi's really fine. You know I see her all the time, maybe where I go. Even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat, her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball. So how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked and in some cases never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Tag y'all, I never understood black, while the jocks get the fly girls and yeah, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble, got hit with a bottle, put in the hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you're living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, quick, got sick, sick to my stomach, overcoming my thought of me and her together, right? So when I asked out, she said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 paw. I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, a 6-4 paw. I wish I had a brand new car, so far I got this hatchback. And everywhere I go, yo, I get slapped at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the backseat, that's black. And you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood rat, you can hold tight, but really though, Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hella. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know I take the 110 into the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in a concrete jungle. Then these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make them say my, my, my.
I said, I don't know. are the excellent Jet Lady Joe, the classic on Go Home Productions. I hope you enjoyed all those little tunes, lots of mashups to come as well. It's probably going to end up being a long show, this one, although it's going to be split in two. Then before that was Soundhog from 2002, was with I Wish I Was a Bulldog, Skeelo vs. the Beatles. That's Hey Bulldog from, I think, the Magic. It says water rushing in the background. Yes, that's great. That's Hey Bulldog from the, I think that's from the Magical Mystery Tour album, I think. That was the White Album, somewhere around then. Then before that was, and of course Jet Lady Joe, that's Jet, You Be My Girl, versus Lady Madonna. For that, from the Beastles, that was What Do You Want, Lady. Again, I think that's Lady Madonna in the background with the Beastie Boys, and he got a cease and desist for that, as quite a few people on this list have had cease and desist, and not necessarily for the Beatles' work. Then before that was DJ Early Bird, and I love that mashup a lot. It's Stevie Wonder, Superstition, versus Can't Buy Me Love, and it's it may not be the most technically sort of on timing mix, but it just works very well, and it has a real joie de vivre, as they say in some foreign language. Then before that was a little bit of Hard Day's Night with George Harrison talking about shirts, as you do. I've actually watched a lot of the Beatles movies looking for clips, and it was a hard job. I know some people say, oh, the movies are really good. Yes, obviously I haven't watched them. It's this kind of help. It's like the bit I've watched, it's like, why? Hard Day's Night was okay. There's a lot of running around. I mean, it kind of stylistically is kind of interesting, but I'm not really a big fan of Richard Lester. That guy that was from Steptoe and Son just annoys me as playing Paul's grandfather. And then Magical Mystery Tour, well, train wreck of a film, or should say a bus wreck of a film, definitely. So then before that was Swan Together, but which is by Team 9. That's Tom York, Black Swan versus Come Together. We had a sort of a Come Together sequence there with the Supremes from one of the Motown, I think it's one from one of the Motown Beatles, yeah, Motown Sings the Beatles album, and that is a classic. I think that's Supremes post Diana Ross pissing off and doing her own annoying diva thing. I shouldn't say that, but that's what I believe. I like that a lot. It's very funky. It shows you that there was actually funkiness in the Beatles, like, even though the original's a little bit, I don't know, I find it a bit lumpen. I mean, certainly some of that stuff is relying greatly on Billy Preston, who is the, if anyone says, who is the fifth Beatles, George Martin? Well, I would argue it probably was Billy Preston, to be honest, in the later years. Less so George Martin. Of course, he had got a big tied fifth, I would say, because a lot of the things that people like are the sort of the real sort of funky cook, you know, funky sort of organ and type sort of stuff are coming from him. Then before that was DJ Zebra with Come Closer. That's Nine Inch Nails, Closer versus Come Together. Then before that was DJ OM with No One Takes Your Freedom, which has got a cast of millions, which includes Scissor Sisters, Beatles, George Michael, Aretha Franklin, Anybody Knows Me. And then before that, yes, Lovely Jordan. Then before that was a little bit of Hard Day's Night again. Yes, gear costume. I don't know, what is it about John Lennon camping it up? He does camp it up. I've noticed that in a lot of clips and things, he tends to camp it up. I don't know if there's any pictures of him ever doing drag, but it's a bit like that. And I know people have said about him whether he was gay or not, and whether he had relationships with other people and Stuart Sutcliffe, and what was that about. Certainly he seemed to be fine with it. I don't know if he was bisexual or straight or what, but yes, he seems to be in touch with his feminine side. Then before that was Hey Jude, by Acid Guy. That's originally from the 365 Days project. Yeah, sort of Afrobeat. Was it Afrobeat? I suppose he's kind of Afrobeat, and the guitar is African version of Hey Jude. Then we had a bit of a dub section via Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica. That was Willie Lindo, Norwegian Wood. Aka, Darker Shade of Black. That's from the Trojan Beetles tribute box set, as was the one before it, the Black Beetles, doing Reggae and Shout, which of course is a cover version of Twist and Shout, with a little bit of help in there from the movie, a little clip from Ringo's, talking about Ringo's finger, as you do. And then at the start was Lynn Pseudo with Black Beetles, which is a very, very classic mashup, and I can't tell you, I can't remember exactly what's in that, apart from it's Beatles and a dub track. You see, yes, I've just got. I don't know enough about dub, I'm very, very bad on these things. So now I'm going to play some Negative Land at you, as you do. this is, of course, from Helter Stupid. I'm not too sure whether I played this bit, I haven't actually gone back and listened to episode 24 of the Beatles, the Beatles one I did for Radio Clash. I do know roughly the track list of what I played. Actually, I've looked at the track list of what I played to avoid repeating anything. But this is kind of a repeat, but as it's a 20 odd minute track, I think I'm playing something, another bit of it. And yes, so I hope you enjoy.
It's all right for them to slap our face.
It's monkey business.
You're overreacting.
And it's all right for them to slap our face.
Why are the children doing what they're doing? Why does a child reach up and kill his mom and dad and murder his two little sisters and then cut his throat? Why would a child do something like that?
What it is, what it does to you.
Dip it.
It is depressing when the whole family's picking on me, you know, whether it's because he did something wrong, but I think he was depressed and we do get hurt.
I can get this satisfaction.
Now,
Helter Stupid.
Dip it. I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like, and probably the world ain't going to like, but I'll tell it to you just like it is. If I wanted to, had it been me up in this Sharon Tate's house, it would have been a lot worse. Thank God that your children did it for you, and I didn't get started on it, because if I'd have got started on it, it would have been a lot worse than it was, because I am 10 times worse.
It's believed Night Stalker suspect Richard Ramirez was influenced by AC/DC's Highway to Stupid album. And Ozzy Osbourne's song Stupid Solution became the focal point of an actual stupid case involving a Southern California teenager.
Stupid. Our opposition, whoever they may be, in all their manifest forms, don't know how to handle humor, you know, and we are humorous, and we stand a better chance under that guise, because all the serious people like Martin Luther King and Kennedy and Gandhi got shot.
The multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
Left down, tied. I'll be a
So that was number three in this Beatle Pantsology, as I've decided to call it. And that was Team 9 again with the brilliant You've Got a Hide Your Love Team 9 remix. And yeah, very nice production as usual. He does very good on the sort of the bleepy bloopy question. I'm sure anyone was asking a bleepy bloopy, bloopy question, but I'm sure if they would, he would know the answer. Then before that was Ernest Ranglin with You Won't See Me, someone who, again, from the Trojan Beatles tribute, which it's difficult not to actually just do a whole show just playing that non-stop, and I'm probably going to get loads of people saying, why didn't you do that anyway? But then again, you should can go and buy it. But it's well worth getting. It's a really, really good 3-CD compilation, and it's not often that I recommend things that people should go and buy, partly because I'm lazy and partly because sometimes it's not worth buying them. But a lot of the times, yeah, that's one of the ones I don't think if you have any, unless you have absolutely rabid hatred of any Beatles songs, even covers, or rabid hatred of dub, or reggae, or any little ska, I think you'll find it very good. Then, yes. So, I've actually heard Joe Strummer play Ernest Ranglin on one of his shows, and you're saying about him being a from Africa, so I'm a bit confused, really. Maybe I remembered wrongly. Then before that, from the excellent Hippocamp Ruin Sergeant Peppers, that's Mickle Bridge, or Mick L Bridge, I don't know how you pronounce an uppercase L like that, with Fixing a Hole. Then before that, Happiness is a Warm Gun with Breeders, and dovetailing into a rather prescient and spooky interview used in Helter Stupid by Negative Land, with Lennon talking about people like Malcolm X getting shot in 1970. I seem to think that interview was. Then before that was Jet Lady Joe by... Oh, no. We talked about that one. Yes, we've done that one. Yes, I kind of ended this a little bit. I was going to go on a bit longer, but I've decided that there's going to be one extra show because I've got so many tracks here. Rather than trying to do, it'd probably take me another hour or so just to get through what I was planning, where I was planning to break. So I'm actually going to do at least seven shows. I was kind of expecting there might be little expansion in shows. I wasn't so. I think I've bumped up the Evolver two sets of two shows. The next ones won't be called Evolver; they'll be called something else. But this is all kind of like a one long mix, but with breakpoints, and there will be another show. So watch out for that one. I'm gonna end. Oh, you can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And if you're a Beatles lawyer, you can go away somewhere else and never talk to me. Yes, I mean, it's strangely topical because, of course, Apple, the computer company, are about to just announcements that Paul McCartney is definitely going ahead with putting the Beatles on iTunes, which has been in the making for at least 3 or 4+ years. It's been a long time, but of course their whole suing Apple for daring to be called Apple and having that symbol, and then they agreed not to go into the record world, and then they did iTunes and they sued them again and they said, well, this isn't a record label. It's all kind of, you know, there's lots of legal history there, but it looks like Beatles will later in the year be released onto Apple, and because it's all related to the digital download chart now, you probably will find that most of the top 10 or top 20 is going to suddenly have loads of Beatles tracks appearing in it, which is going to be a bit annoying. it'd be interesting those stations that have to play the top 10 or 20, whereas I think BBC Music and the like might play a few more, but they will quite happily music and some of the things I listen to won't, which is good because they have a remit for playing new music, which is what the Beatles tripped over that one before with Real Love. I have to say I had a lot of fun recently as well. This is totally unrelated. Listening to a John Peel interview, which I might use for something on here, or put it. Actually, I might just literally just put it up. Actually, It's interesting that you soldier on. Oh yes, soldier on. Yes, even with a broken leg. Podcasting, and no, I don't have a broken leg, by the way. But you kind of keep going, and it's interesting that you come across things like, I'll listen to Joe Strummer or John Peel, and it'll just give you a lot of a lot of kind of, it renews your faith in the whole thing, really. Because if you just listen to the likes of George Lamb or Chris Moyles, I try to avoid them, but you know, they're kind of the inane radio DJs that are out there. It just depresses the fuck out of you. It really depresses you. You expect a lot, you know. You hope that that people aren't that inane, and they think that someone doing celebrity gossip and chat and doing endless phone-ins and stuff like that, and isn't really interested in the music they're playing. People would be kind of a bit wise to that, especially with everyone was so sad when John Peel died. But it doesn't seem like there's a successor to that, which is kind of sad, really. But certainly listening to the originals certainly gives me a lot of faith and renews my faith in sort of doing this kind of show a bit. So I'm going to end on a brilliant, this is more of a remix than a mashup. It says remix here on the screen, which you can't see. And this is Fidelsky, otherwise known as, I can't remember, or CRFTP, or is this also DJ Moi Lin? I'm not sure if they are the same. I know they are kind of related. This is Fidelsky with Golden Dreams, the Fidelsky I Have a Dream remix. And so I hope you're all well, and I will speak to you soon.
Celebration.